The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And he still works out every day.
For somebody who is splitting hairs as well as you are, Chew, with the whole, is he recognizable? Is he valuable? You can't split the hairs between fat and massive?
I'm very sensitive,
Jen. She said the F word.
Oh, my God, I didn't dump it. Am I going to get fired?
This is such a conspiracy theory. All you jack wagons were trying to do was get
me. I can't wait to play this all throughout the show. Oh, you're so
good. Can we go back to
for those
my
who
rules,
don't know, Jen refuses to say the word fat because she doesn't want to influence her children because she thinks it's a bad word to teach her children. So she has, when we have done topics on fat athletes, she has refuted. We did a Fat Tuesday.
She thinks Husky was better than fat.
I'm very disappointed.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her plan looked like me.
Is there anything that would justify Aaron Rodgers being as ticked off with the Green Bay Packers as he is? Because we've got this list that we've been putting together, right? And we admit it's kind of a scramble. We're kind of just like, maybe it's this, throw that in the bucket. Maybe it's this, throw that in the bucket, right? We've got the Randall Cobb. We've got the Jordy Nelson. We've got the Jake Kumerow. We've got the third down versus fourth down. We've got the you didn't call me before you drafted Jordan Love thing. And they seem like little things, but as we know, little things can often build up and add up to big things. But this would be a ginormous thing if, in fact, Aaron Rodgers believes the franchise was not trying to win last year. That not only were they not trying to win, that they were planning for the future instead of going all in last season. And we talked to Craig Karmazin here. I believe he's the president of Good Karma Brands.
Yep, president.
Right? That's what he said. He's the president.
See, I know you don't need this job, but I do, Jen.
That's
all
a
right?
good point. I keep forgetting
president
that.
President and CEO.
Not even president.
Founder
he's not
CEO.
The president at all.
Founder and CEO.
Oh, God,
founder
gave
and
so
CEO.
Screwed.
Oh, you guys are so
well,
screwed.
I'm fired.
President Craig Karmazin said that he doesn't think that they were trying to win last year. He thinks that they were building for the future.
Before we get to the serious stuff, do we change Craig's theme to Hail to the Chief?
Oh, yep, I'm on it.
I see you took my impersonation of him out of his little opening there. That's weak. Did he ask you to do that?
No, again, after discussing with Gabe, I realized I do need this job, so I had to take it out.
See, Chew, you and I are in a different space. Okay? Yeah. You space? And I are in a different space. Space zombies. If you listened to the show earlier this week, we've rebranded Star Wars to Space Zombies.
What I think we should do is one just mix up everyone's role. I want to be producer one day.
No.
You do Why? Not. Have you seen all the buttons back there?
I know. I'm good with buttons.
No. No, Chewy. At the end of the day, we need to get on the air. We've got responsibilities. Again, I need this job. I cannot stress that enough.
Chewy, it would be fun.
Hold on, Chewy. Again, I want to get to the sound because it's actually good sound and important. But you have trouble with your kit every 2 weeks you go out of town.
Your unit, if you will.
Yeah, your unit.
That's not my fault. I mean, there was a thing.
What if something goes wrong on the board? It's not going to be your fault?
Look, there was an employee here about a half a year ago to a year ago that would intentionally unplug something inside the units to sabotage the show. I don't know why Gabe's doing that now. I have no idea. But
6 months
on
ago,
Monday,
Gabe.
When Gabe had this unit, it was working perfectly.
Yep.
And then once again, I find, Ash, and I told you, I'm like, why is this unplugged? There's no way this bouncing around, which doesn't leave my possession, doesn't get bounced around enough to unplug that plug.
Put it on the poll.
So something's going on here.
Should Chewy be bouncing around his unit? Put it on the poll, yes or no. Should Chewy be bouncing?
Again, Ashton needs this job.
Yeah, I'm not going to put that one on the poll.
I love that he has this conspiracy theory about some random unnamed employee who's just going around unplugging cords from the mobile unit.
He named
from
him.
From the portable unit.
He said Gabe, like straight up, 5 seconds later.
I was trying to pretend it was a faceless person.
What would happen if you super glued, like, the plugs that go into the outlet?
Chewy,
believe they tried that.
Mess with electricity.
Why?
We've been through this.
Water's okay.
What's the rule?
Ashton, how much do you think this unit costs?
Yes. A lot of money.
In there.
Just
probably
go as high as we can. Go as high as we can.
Probably $4,000.
What's the difference? He's so cheap. If you told him it was 11, he'd be like, oh, I'm not paying that.
Yeah, you're right.
Again, I feel like we're not stressing this enough. We need this job. We, me and Gabe, need this job. So I can't let Chewy back here pussing or touching whatever he wants, pushing, whatever he wants. I can't have him back here doing that. Please get to the sound because I'm about to lose it.
So President Craig Carbenson said this.
What's the poll on my unit? Did you poll the unit?
Go ahead, Craig.
You know, there's never been a team who's been in an NFC or AFC championship game who showed less urgency and less interest in trying to improve their team for the following season. So I think it was pretty clear that they were looking at the future. And it's pretty rare when you get to an NFC championship that you're planning for the future and not the present.
Do you agree with Craig? Do you agree that it was pretty clear that they were planning for the future? Because, again, the argument could be made they were in the NFC championship game. They had a hell of a good team. Aaron Rodgers is a future Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. You could look around and go, he is going to lead this team. We put talent around him. He's going to lead this team back to the NFC championship game. Because let's not do revisionist history, guys. They were only 5 points away from being in the Super Bowl. And you could argue that it was a couple of possessions that didn't go their way. They were let down by an offense that couldn't convert those three turnovers, those three interceptions that Tom Brady threw, and some bad play by Kevin King.
So suddenly we're going from Aaron Rodgers is regressing to, oh yes, Aaron Rodgers is going to lead us back to an NFC championship game. They clearly drafted Jordan Love because they thought Aaron Rodgers was regressing. They were not planning on Aaron Rodgers reviving his MVP caliber of play. That much is obvious, right? Like, they were not expecting Aaron Rodgers to bounce back, because if they thought Rodgers was going to be the MVP in 2020, they do not draft Jordan Love
last
year.
Yeah, but Gabe, what gave him evidence that he was going to bounce back?
No,
he hasn't played like an MVP in a long time.
Look, I'm just saying that from the perspective of Rodgers, if you're looking at this through the lens of, we were in an NFC championship last year, I'm going to be in the second year of this offense, we're going to be better, let's supplement this roster with some draft picks that might be able to help, and instead you go out and draft three, Jordan Love didn't dress for a single game, Josiah DeGuara was going to be a third string player. Same thing with A.J. Dillon. You drafted three straight third stringers.
Yeah, but hold on. You cannot put DeGuara into that mix because we had no idea what Robert Tonyan was going to be. And matter of fact, before the season, this past season, we're like, this is his year. What he does with it's all on him. Now, he turned out to have an unbelievably awesome year, but they had already drafted DeGuara. They didn't know about Tonyan last year. Tonyan was in limbo.
You can't act like the draft is the only way you build a roster. You can't act like the only way you build a roster is through the draft, because the Packers were in on some guys last year, free agent guys last year. The name Will Fuller came up. That's a guy that they went in on that they tried to get.
But that didn't happen until the middle of the season,
Jen. But that's when they knew that Rodgers was good again.
Yeah, but that...
But that's what I'm saying. So now it was like, oh, dang, Rodgers might be good. We might have a shot here at going to the Super Bowl. Let's try to put some pieces around it. Let's go out and get a Will Fuller. Let's go out and get a wide receiver.
That feels flawed only in the sense of, if you just went to the NFC Championship game and you're not sure if your quarterback is good enough to get you back to the NFC Championship game until you go 6-0 again to start the season, or whatever they were the first six games this year, that feels flawed to me. You should either have in your mind,
Jen,
what we're going to do or not.
Jen, what happens if they wanted to get some free agents this year, but there was a person on the team that didn't want to renegotiate his deal because he wants out of here? Maybe they would have signed some of these guys if they had a little help in restructuring contract.
See, I don't think this thing got bad with the Jordan Love drafting. I don't think it got bad. I don't think it helped, but I don't think it got bad, guys, until later in the season. And that's when I think Rodgers, I think communication was there. I think they were talking. And then later in the year, then when they were like, hey, we're trying to put some pieces around and we're trying to get to the next level, then all of a sudden communication stopped. That's what I think happened. And that's
taking
a bunch of the information that's out there and saying, it seemed like things were good, and then all of a sudden, they weren't.
But let me ask you this, because no one has really addressed this point, and I don't know if anyone knows. When did this start? When did this vindictive start, I'm not coming back here? Do you think it started after the NFC Championship game? It couldn't have, because obviously he was telling players who were going to resign during the season last year that he was not going to return, right?
I don't know.
I assume he's talking about Bakhtiari.
I don't think he was telling people he wasn't going to return during the season. Just based on the timeline that's out there, and we know that there was a contract offer to make him the highest paid. If I had to make a random guess, throw a dart here, I think it's when they came to him with whatever first contract offer that was proposed. And this was also in the Charles Robinson piece where he said that it's either Rodgers or Goody. In that piece as well, it said that there was a contract offer out there that pretty much guaranteed Rodgers 2021 and little after that, which is basically what his contract is now. So I think if they come to him with that contract first, Rodgers goes, yeah, you know what, screw it. You really don't want me around. I'm out of here.
Yeah, but wasn't there a report that he was telling players on the team that, you know, you can re-sign or not re-sign, but I'm not going to be here next year? And my guess is that was...
I don't think so.
That's not out there.
I don't think so. Now, the Schefter report said he was telling people within the organization. Somebody else had that he was telling some teammates that he wasn't going to return. But I don't think during the season...
You don't think him and Bakhtiari are sitting around having a scotch and he's going, you know, complaining about this and that. And like, Bakhtiari, you better be... I don't know if I'm going to be here next year.
Well, he might have said, I don't know if I'm going to be here next year. He said, I don't know if I'm going to be here next year publicly all last year.
See, and I think, Chu, there is some validity to what you're saying because of Devontae Adams. Like, that's the guy I look at and point to and say, he's a guy who we thought was going to be a no-brainer extension this offseason. Every list I saw of Packers offseason priorities was get under the cap one, extend Devontae Adams too, right? Because it was a twofold win. It would not only lock up the best wide receiver in the NFL, it would also help you with your money issue. But that didn't happen. So that's where your antenna starts going off and you're going, wait a minute. Something is up here. And that's where I think you can go to those conversations that Aaron Rodgers was having with other players. Now, that's not out there. Those reports aren't out there. But you can read between the lines when you see Devontae on the herd or you see him doing some of these media things where he's not stumping for the franchise. He's not stumping for the G. He's not saying, I got whatever the team wants to do, I know is in my best interest. I know is in the team's best interest. I know is in the franchise's best interest. And I will ride or die with them. He's not saying that. So that's where I think there's some validity to what you're saying about Rodgers having conversations with some players. But I don't know what the timeline is on that. I got to think it was after the NFC Championship game. Much more on this situation and more. 800-990-3776. Do you think the Packers made a mistake by not going all in last year? Would we even be in this situation if they had gone all in? 800-990-3776. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.
As discussed, sometimes we're not the smartest on this show, but I was smart. When it came to getting the engagement ring for my fiance, I went to the Jewelry Center. They made it so incredibly easy for me. I went to shoptjc.com, browsed their inventory, sent an email to some of their helpful team members and said, hey, this is what I'm kind of looking at. Went into the store, got the ring. Again, if you don't have a clue of what to buy, that's where the friendly staff at the Jewelry Center can help you out. Plus, they have engagement rings starting at $799, just $35 a month. You can live chat on the website. They make it as easy as possible. Stop in at one of their three locations, browse the inventory, Greenfield, Brookfield, Burlington, or just head to their website, shoptjc.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe is already eating his feelings.
What are you talking about? I'm fine. What do you mean, Buck Lock? This doesn't bother me.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know, there's never been a team who's been in an NFC or AFC championship game who showed less urgency and less interest in trying to improve their team for the following season. So I think it was pretty clear that they were looking at the future. And it's pretty rare when you get to an NFC championship that you're planning for the future and not the present.
That's president of Good Karma Brands. He's not really the president. I know. I'm just saying because... Just because.
You know, Ashton and you want us to get fired? Is that what's going on here?
All the adjectives we used yesterday to describe ourselves and other people, which one will be used to describe Craig? I'd probably go dork.
I don't want to play this game.
I'd go dork.
You go dork or nerd?
No, he's a dork.
Dweeb?
He's not a nerd.
Savvy businessman?
No, he's not a dweeb.
I mean,
he's got a little fight in him. He's got some fight in him.
Genius corporate leader.
Well, one that you've used in the past that we did not put on there was Schlube.
That's like Ashton's lerp.
Okay.
That defines the body. He's a Schlube. Jen, do you know what a Schluber is?
No. I sure
Skin
don't.
On bones. No muscle conformity
whatsoever. Do you think that
whatsoever?
Schluber will come up in the spelling bee that I'm working next month?
I
Noun.
Can spell it.
Schluber.
Craig Karmazin is a Schluber.
Can you use it in a sentence?
President Craig Karmazin
is a Schluber.
What is
again.
The language of origin?
Chewies.
Chewies.
Cheese.
It is Chewies. We put it on the ESPN Milwaukee poll earlier. Who's the bigger star in Wisconsin right now? Go ahead and weigh in on that. I say it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. It is closer than you might think right now. Aaron Rodgers winning with 56% of the vote, but Giannis with 43% of the vote. So get your votes in. Who's the bigger star in Wisconsin right now? I'm going based on loyalty, guys. I'm going based on commitment. It was a huge story last December as we waited to see if Giannis would sign the Supermax. Could have gone elsewhere. Could have taken his talents to anywhere. The bright lights are, but he was loyal and committed to the Milwaukee Brass, to the Milwaukee City, and I think that has endeared him to the fan base in the state much more than Aaron Rodgers 3 weeks ago saying, I don't want to be in Green Bay anymore. But get your vote in. It is on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. You just heard from Craig Karmazin, who was talking about how weird it was that a team on the doorstep of the Super Bowl didn't do more to bolster its roster. Why are we talking about that now? That happened so long ago, Jen. What's the relevancy? The relevancy is maybe that was the thing, guys. Maybe that was the thing. We've been talking about like all these little things that seem to have ticked Aaron Rodgers off. Maybe that was the big thing that really pushed him over the edge, where he was like, they didn't do anything. We were so close. And the entire year, I threw him free agent ideas. Hey, go get this guy. What about this guy? What do you think of this guy? Nothing. We didn't do anything to get better. And there I was at the end of the NFC Championship game on the losing side yet again. Do you think that contributed to Aaron Rodgers' frustration with the organization?
Absolutely. I think that's just such a big thing when you look at what they did in the 2020 offseason. Not only do they draft his potential replacement, I think you'd be able to understand that a little bit more if they did more to supplement the roster. But they did nothing in that 2020 draft that was going to help the 2020 team. The only free agent that they brought in, and granted they didn't know that this was going to happen at the time, but he opted out of the season because of COVID. The only free agent that they signed. So they did nothing to supplement a 2019 roster.
Devin Funchess, right?
Devin Funchess.
Believe Rodgers was in on Devin Funchess. I believe he was a guy that he wanted as well. It was somebody
Probably. That
he threw out there and said he would be a good addition to this roster. Now, Craig also mentioned the pandemic thing. He did it kind of in a roundabout way, but it was like they didn't know if there was going to be a season in 2020. Did that play in at all to the preparation that the Packers put in? Did that, you think? I mean, is it possible we're going to play? No, we'll hit the field.
I don't think so. You know what prevents them from signing free agents, though? Not having money. They don't have any money. That's why they couldn't sign him, because they got to sign Bakhtiari, pay him $22 million. They got to pay Devontae. They have to pay, Jair. I mean, you can't have the number one ranked position player at every single position. You can't. It's a puzzle that you have to put together. And the fact that they made it to two NFC championship games means the guy putting the puzzle together has done a pretty good job. Do we agree with everything he's done? No. Do we agree with everything Ron did? No. But at the end of the day, you're right there. You're the number one offense.
But he didn't. No, you're telling me that Gutekunst after the draft last year went, yep, you know what we're going to do this year? We're going to have the number one offense. Do you think he did that?
No, he didn't. But you know what that hinged on? You know what it hinged on?
Aaron Rodgers playing well.
Yes.
And he didn't think that that was going to happen. If he thought, again, I keep going back to this. If he thought that Rodgers was going to be an MVP, he doesn't draft Jordan Love.
Gabe, you know what makes a team tank quicker than anything is when your A players don't play like A players. They play like C players. When you're getting paid $36 million, a huge percentage of your salary cap for that year, you better play like an A player.
Yeah, he
at
did.
That position
he
especially, did. Because that hamstrings you.
Yeah, and guess what Aaron Rodgers did last year?
For most of the season, right? But you could also argue that he fell short in the NFC Championship game, right?
He played better than Tom Brady.
Certainly could.
He did play better than Tom Brady, but again, this goes back to it's a team sport. This is why we sit here and we like
exactly.
split hairs between when Aaron Rodgers is the guy who is the only guy who can get it done, and then when he is just a part of the machine. A big part. He's a big part of the machine. But obviously, everybody has to pull the rope in the same direction. Everybody has to do their job. And you can make an argument that Rodgers didn't do his job in the NFC Championship game and that they struggled at the cornerback position in the NFC Championship game.
No, but Jen, he didn't do his job, but who does he blame? Blames LaFleur for not going it on going for it on fourth down. When he had three turnovers...
He didn't,
go ahead, Farrah.
He didn't legitimately straight up blame him. He did say blame the communication. They both put blame on each other for that, though, for the communication. Like, that is what they both said after the game was that communication needed to be better on that play.
Yeah.
He didn't
Did he ever say I got the ball three times after Tom turned it over three times in 7 minutes and I didn't get anything out of it?
Well,
so,
he got a touchdown out of it, but okay.
But no, he did not specifically
say that. Did he
ever
say that's on me, man? That's on me. We got to be better. That's on me. No, it's not. It's like, why didn't we go for it on fourth down? You know?
I mean, that's not what actually happened. You're kind of projecting a little bit there, but he just said, I thought we were going to go for it on fourth down. And he wasn't alone in thinking that. It's not like he was the only one who thought that they're going to go for it on fourth down. Most people thought they were going to go for it on fourth down.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Why did they lose the NFC Championship game? Give me one reason, if you can. Summarize one reason why they lost the NFC Championship game.
Number one offense didn't perform like a number one offense.
I think the end of the second half and the beginning of the first half. Those two quick touchdowns, you give up a touchdown at the end of the first half when you never should, and then you have the fumble that leads, I mean, they get down, the ball out down to the eight, and
what
that's
was
just
the, what
two
was the
quick
score?
Scores.
Two bad possessions.
Yes.
Two bad possessions, Gabe says. Two bad possessions. Ashton, why did they lose the NFC Championship game?
Kevin King.
Cornerback play.
Yeah.
Bad cornerback play. Two bad possessions. And Chewy, you said the offense that was number one in the league based on scoring didn't show up like the number one offense, right? None
how
of you said lack
score?
Of 26. Talent. No one said lack of talent. They didn't have the horses.
Right.
Nobody said it. Brian Gutekunst didn't put the horses around Aaron Rodgers to get him to the NFC, to get him to the Super Bowl.
My point in saying Kevin King
did
was that.
Did you say lack of horses?
No. I did not say lack of horses. I don't know if I've ever used the word horse in a sentence on purpose, now that I think about it. I don't know what you're doing. You're just neighing over there, and I'm saying nay to you doing that.
Nay to the horse sound? Nay to the
That's
horse sound.
It's called a whinny. It's called a Winnie.
Is it
there
really?
Was a bear.
A Winnie? Winnie Cooper?
I really hope
Winnie
you're going
Pooh.
To find some sort of wipe to wipe that microphone down after you just spit into it because of the Winnie.
COVID-19.
Yeah.
800-990-3776. Why'd they lose the NFC Championship game? Because they didn't. It's not because they didn't have the pieces, right? You said that certain guys underperformed. Maybe Kevin King is a bad player, but they brought him back. They brought him back. He's still
not
on
many
the
people
roster.
Are thrilled about it, though.
No, nobody's thrilled about it, but they brought him back. If he was horrible.
But what did they spend their first round pick on?
Their first round pick this year?
Yeah.
Cornerback.
Oh,
cornerback.
Weird.
What's
very strange.
Hey, just out of curiosity, Chew, what was that cornerback's name again?
For who?
The Packers, their first round pick.
That is, I believe it was Charles Vandelay.
Nailed it. Nice job,
Nailed
buddy.
Nailed it.
Chewy was right. Holy Chewy was right.
I believe he studied import-export.
Yes, he did. Matches. Long matches.
It's one of those rags-to-riches stories. Started in the import-export business, and now he's a quarterback for your Green Bay Packers. Hey, the patios are open at the corners of Brookfield, so you should stop by for lunch, drinks, or dinner al fresco anytime. Guys, it is going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend here in the state of Wisconsin, so why not spend some time outside enjoying a few bevvies, a few pops at your favorite spot at the corners of Brookfield. This summer, you can also watch the hometown games on the big big screen in the Market Square. If you're trying to figure out where can I watch some of the games of our local teams and sit outside and enjoy one of my favorite drinks, the Corners of Brookfield is your spot. Stop by, stock up on camping equipment, summer apparel, shoes, outdoor games, and so much more while you enjoy some baseball, some basketball on the big screen at Market Square. There is always something happening at the Corners. If you haven't been out there in a while, it is time to get back out there. Just head to thecornersofbrookfield.com to get all the information. Check out upcoming events, sales, and so much more. It's thecornersofbrookfield.com, thecornersofbrookfield.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What about FDR?
His name was Fred. Was he really?
His name was Franklin.
That's not Fred.
That's not
what,
Fred.
What the hell, Gabe, are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
On 94.5 ESPN.
I got an email the other day with somebody asking me to go check out their website. I don't even know what it was for. They were like,
Jen,
hey, could you check out our website?
It's a phishing scam.
That's a phishing scam.
Yeah.
You're one of the 10% of people in the company that fell for it.
God dang it. Anyway, it said go to our website, www.blah-blah-blah-blah. Who says www anymore? What is that? Does anybody go to a website and go, hold on, www.blah-blah-blah-blah-blah?
If you're 82 and a half years old, yes. If you're younger than that,
and proven
in football years, though, Chewy is like 82, so that's fair.
I still thought there was like, when you hang up your phone, it would go, like a dial tone. There's no more dial. When did dial tones go away? I just found out you don't need a one anymore.
You don't need a one. Remember, I used to say 1-800-990-3776, and you guys were giving me a hard time, making fun of me.
Yeah. Well, was really more me and Ashton.
Not you.
Yeah.
He was like, what's the big deal? What's I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like written three places. Don't put the one. It's fine. It's good. Don't listen.
Say the one. Wait, Chewy, you do not put www dot before you go to a website. Like, if you Google something...
When I plug it in up top, yes, it does. It says https://www.espn. Yeah.
But when you type it in, you just put espn.com. It goes right to... This is what we're saying. You don't need to use the www anymore. Everything is on the World Wide Web.
Then why do they have it?
Because that's the way it used to be. They've morphed past it. The same reason why you don't need the one before you dial the area code for a number.
Or the same reason
like
you
I
don't
said
need... Oh, boy, here we
yesterday.
Go, Chew.
I'm sick of age bias, okay? Things get better with age. Cheese, wine, Tony La Russa, myself.
Nope.
I mean, what? Come on. When I leave this earth, wisdom is going to be gone.
And here
There'll
we
be
go
no more
with
wisdom.
The death train again. Good Lord, Grim Reaper. I'm going
go to
start
Mars.
Calling you Grim Reaper because all you do is talk about death.
Gabe, my follow-up to that, what would be my saying to that? You cannot.
Can't play scared.
I thought he was going to say, when it's
scared.
Over, it's over. That's the other one. You had a
also
choice. Well, and you're like, it's one of these two.
Also fits.
What are some other things that are just antiquated, that have gone by the wayside? You don't need the www anymore. You don't need the one in the 1-800-990-3776. What else?
I've got the perfect one. It's the key card-like things on your keychain. The rewards cards, nobody needs those anymore.
Oh, yeah. Like at stores and stuff.
Just phone number.
I have three on my keys. I have one for a library where I don't even live in the town that I have the library card for. I don't know if it's still active. I have one for a CVS. I can't remember last time I've gone to a CVS. I also have one for a Thornton's. Same thing. Don't remember the last time I went to a Thornton's.
What is Thornton's?
You know what Thornton's is? Thornton's is a gas station?
Never heard of it.
You don't know what Thornton's is, Gabe?
No, I'm still hung up that you have a library card on your keychain.
Well, yeah. You actually need that, though. That actually works, because they're not getting into the library without the library card. They are sticklers.
I don't remember the last time I went to the library,
That's
though.
That's the point.
Yeah, I mean,
when's the last time anybody... I mean, you have young children. Maybe you have gone to a library relatively recently.
It can be lovely.
But I could not tell you the last time I stepped foot inside a library.
Okay, what about Redbox machines? I saw a Redbox machine the other day, and I was like, huh.
Have those ever been relevant?
Huh. So someone is walking up to the CVS and going, time to pick out a movie, just like we used to do at Blockbuster, right?
What's that?
Blockbuster, yeah, that's sorry. R.I.P. Blockbuster. What about alarm clocks? I walk into these hotel rooms when I travel for work, and there's alarm clocks everywhere. I'm going, nobody is setting the alarm clock in the hotel room.
But you're specific to just hotels?
I do, every time.
Do you set?
No, I do.
Wait.
I set.
You set it when you leave, don't you, for the next person?
Yes, I sabotage.
That's kind of good, actually.
Yes, absolutely. You do it at 4 a.m. so it just blasts. You guys don't do that? Come on.
No, I don't.
It's like I distinctly remember going into Austin Straubel, the airport in Green Bay, and me and Brett would be flying out somewhere, and he'd grab the courtesy phone, you know, where you do, this is blank, blank from blank, and it would just tickle us to this day. That's so awesome.
The second he said he used the alarm clock, I knew exactly where he was going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No way he was sabotaging. I wonder if housekeeping checks that. I wonder if housekeeping, when they go through their checklist of like, empty the wastebasket, check for stray hairs on the sheets, if they check the alarm clock to see if somebody before sabotaged it with a 4 a.m. alarm for the next guest.
I mean, if they check it, they don't check it every time, because I definitely have been sabotaged by somebody like Chewy who has set the alarm for way too early.
This seems insane to me. Well, I've never heard of this.
And it's terrible because it's 4 a.m. You weren't expecting an alarm to go off, and suddenly an alarm goes off that you haven't like heard an actual alarm in years. So now you're disoriented. You don't know where you are. You don't know where this alarm clock is. By the time you find it, you don't know how to turn it off. So what do? You unplug it.
I've gotten the worst looks. Put it this way. I've gotten the worst looks from housekeepers because sometimes you're scrambling and they come in and fix the stuff. Well, and Jen, you could probably attest to this. When girls take off their makeup at the end of the night, they use a washcloth and then put it on top of the dirty towels. Well, do you know what that washcloth looks like?
When you take your makeup off?
It looks like you wiped somewhere very aggressively and put it on top of the dirty towels.
That's why a lot of hotels now, as the resident traveler of the group, give you a dark blue or black towel that literally has the word makeup stitched into it so that if you have to clean your face, you use the black or dark blue towel instead of the white hotel towels.
Yeah, but that's not a good story. That story's the, you know.
I'm just telling you how they're trying to problem solve. They're trying to problem solve.
Wait, Chewy, did you just tell a story in which you pretended to be grossed out by the looks that you were getting from the maids, but you're actually proud of the looks that you're getting from the maids as they think that you did that?
Oh, my God. I used to do another thing to JT, that was my roommate. That was just hilarious.
Jeff Thomason.
Yes.
And that thing was...
I can't. No, it's...
You just told us about the alarm clock sabotage. You told us about the makeup washcloth sabotage. Tell us about the JT sabotage.
You have told us about what
it's the
John
hand
Yurkovich's butt looks like because he used to sleep naked. How can this be any worse?
All right. Hand towel, you take it. You get it a little wet. I throw it on JT's bed with the lotion.
You're right. You shouldn't have told that story. Bojack gave it to me after this.
Discount Liquor. Two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha on the corner of Barstow. And man, I'm going to need a drink after listening to that story from Chewy. They have literally thousands of varieties of beer, liquor, and wine, which is fantastic if you're looking for something to pair with a fancy meal at home, a nice wine. They've got a lot of selection and a friendly staff that can point you in the right direction for the right wine. Maybe you're trying to find that hard-to-find craft brew. Well, they've got a lot of different beers, and their staff can point you in the right direction as well. They've served southeastern Wisconsin for over 60 years. They've always been locally owned, family operated. Marie and her team, fantastic at Discount Liquor. Two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha on Barstow and Main.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can you say this? Can you still say kick at the cat?
What the hell does that mean?
You never heard that term? One more kick
Show
at the
cat? Show of hands, who's heard?
You guys never
heard Kick of the cat.
Man. All right, Google it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with some bang.
It's Friday, and that means it's time for a little hot and cold.
It's time to take the temperature on the news of the week.
He's got more grease than a thermometer.
Who's hot?
Boy, this was the best night ever.
And who's cold?
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Who's hot? Who's cold? Is presented by Midwest Heating and Cooling, delivering trusted HVAC services to homeowners and businesses in southeastern Wisconsin. Midwest Heating and Cooling. When it comes to comfort, you deserve the best. Choose Midwest.
All right. it all started off with the Colts. This one comes from the New York Giants organization. This one kind of tickled Big Cat, though. Dave Maltese is claiming violence in the workplace where he was a whistleblower on a fight that occurred between the director of data innovation, which sounds nerdy, right? And the assistant video director got into a scuffle, which I think is awesome, which some of the stuff that happens inside these buildings are just priceless. So he ratted him out, and then I just like the wording of this. He claimed there was another incident where Dave Dulaguamio, who was actually a GA at Boston College when I was there, ragefully tackled John Mancuso over another incident. What's a rageful tackle?
It's exactly what it sounds like. You tackle someone while you're raging.
Slam? But is that like a body slam?
More like a spear? We're talking okay. Wrestling terms.
Guys, this stuff happens in the building. There are so many stories that are so awesome, and this is just another example. Who's up?
We'd love to hear them.
Sounds like a hot to me. You put that in the cool, but that sounds hot. I think you see a couple guys.
It's a little bit of both.
Ragefully tackling each other.
Excuse
sounds
me?
Sexy.
Did you click on?
I got a call for you. It was www.footballerswrestling.
Jesus, go to just someone.
Gabe.
No, I got a cold. It's Tony La Russa doubling down. Tony La Russa makes me so angry.
Isn't it triple down at this point?
Yeah, it is. Quadruple down. Sextuple down. I don't even know what it is once you get that
sex
high.
Talk.
More sex talk. Here we go.
We've morphed from poop talk.
But one of
to
his players
talk.
Basically came out and was like, no, Tony La Russa is wrong. And you know what Tony La Russa said about that? He has a locker. I have an office. You're still missing it, Tony La Russa. You are supposed to be the representative of those guys. You're supposed to back your team. What are we missing here, Tony? Go.
I love it.
NBA play-in awesome. Stats. Like, why? They're just, it's like these games never existed. LeBron had a triple-double. You had, going off for 50 points for the Celtics. Now I'm blanking on his name. Jason Tatum goes off for 50 points. And it's like they never happened. Now put it in the postseason stats. This is the postseason. What are we doing?
That
stupid
is
NBA.
That is a weird one.
All right, we're going positive now because it's Positive Friday. And Gabe, this one is for you. The PGA is going on right now, which is awesome.
I thought you were going
to
watch.
I wasn't a big fan of Kiowa. I think Kiowa is awesome.
Yes, it
looks
is.
Great. I love it. And you know what I love the most?
Guys struggling.
My guy Phil was in the lead at -3, slipped to -2, but he's in contention. That's going to make a lot of people watch. I'm pulling for Phil.
He's going to have a really tough up and down. Yeah, he started on the back nine, playing the 17th, toughest hole on the course. Just kind of hit a wayward tee shot. Very tough up and down upcoming for Phil. I'm going to go another cold. My Darth Vader voice. It was terrible. If you want to hear it, I wouldn't suggest it. That wasn't it. That's actually good. Mine wasn't. Check it out, Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts. That was Wednesday's show.
I got a hot for you. How about the no-hitters in baseball? I am on this bandwagon, guys. What are you going to remember more? A 3-2 game, a 4-1 game, a 6-0 game, or a no-hitter? Okay, there's more in baseball. There's people who are like, oh, this is bad for baseball. It cheapens the experience. It cheapens the no-hitter. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. People like no-hitters, and they like dingers. So if you can give me a no-hitter or you can give me a lot of dingers, I'm all in. Baseball, this might be the thing that saves baseball, guys. This might be the thing that gets people more interested in baseball. Give me a no-hitter any day of the week.
Speaking of dingers, one more positive. My guy, Albert Pujols, hits a home run for the Dodgers. The Brewers should have signed him because they don't hit home runs. Good for him. You guys both thought he was all washed up. He's not,
what?
Even though
now
he's 48 years old.
Now he is washed up.
Yeah, straight up.
Dude's washed.
Nope.
Dude's
washed.
He's
got more tread on the tire.
I got one more cold. Giannis not being in the conversation for MVP. I understand. He wasn't likely that he was going to go back-to-back-to-back. But I checked out his numbers. I know. Why did you do research, Jen? You don't do research. But no, his numbers this season, guys, are eerily comparable to last season and the season before in all of the relevant categories. So if those numbers were good enough for MVPs, not just being one of the three finalists, but for the MVP, shouldn't he be a finalist? Like, that to me seems silly. Joel Embiid missed games.
When did Jen go from a basketball toad to a football hater?
I love football.
Smart choice by her.
I love football. You are wrong. You have been in the Florida sun for way too long. You need to come on back and ground yourself.
Team, glasses on.
You know what I love? Oh, the last hot of the day. It's a Friars Friday.
Let's go, Nando back.
Oh, Ashton and I supporting the San Diego Padres because they're fun. They're right with what baseball should be. Young, fun team. And baseball's supposed to be fun. And leading all that fun, Fernando Tatis Jr. Yeah, he had COVID. Didn't really matter. Comes back off the COVID list. What does he do? 4-for-4. Dinger. Couple of doubles. Stolen base.
Splits and seconds.
Cannot stop him. Cannot stop
him. I want to change the name of this to Fraud Friday because, Ashton, you are the biggest fraud on the face of the earth. You don't even act like you're a White Sox fan. You're a phony Padres fan because of the sunglasses and the cool hat.
Dude, what happened to you?
So he's just jealous because he doesn't have his glasses.
Yep.
He's just jealous because he doesn't have his glasses.
Yes, that's
fake
what it is.
Ashton.
Hey, that's what it is.
I got to tell you guys, I don't know if you've looked at the calendar, but we got a Brewers Padres series at AmFam Field.
You're pretending like I don't have tickets.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So what are we going to do? Are we going to show up to the ballpark wearing our Padres gear?
Probably should.
You got your shirt, you got your hat, you got your glasses. I got my glasses. He's got his glasses. We don't know what's going on with the big guy. He's boycotting for some reason. He's boycotting fun.
Makes you old.
You're old, Chew.
He wanted to go positive because he said it was like a feel-good Friday
you know
or something, and now he's trying to drag everybody down.
What you see is what you get.
A liar.
Fan of the Red Sox when they're good.
Front-running Jesse.
I'll take that.
That's so good. Hey, we put it on the poll. Ashley, you got updated responses for our poll from earlier?
Nope.
He doesn't block, Jen.
He doesn't block.
We have to go to break.
We put it on the poll. Who is the bigger star in Wisconsin right now? 56% of the vote say Aaron Rodgers. 44% of the vote say Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I guess I was wrong?
Yeah, you were wrong. And also, if you say for crying out loud, it is an old person thing.
Doesn't seem right that I would be wrong.
No, you're definitely wrong.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to have him.
Apology coming Monday from Jen.
No chance. Will D'Antosh is up next here on ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Wisconsin. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you again on Monday.